بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله، we are on the 48th lesson concerning spiritual discourses, and we are discussing about subjects in which pride is shown. Pride is shown in religious and earthly matters. Anything, there are two divisions. One is religious, one is earthly. Religious matters are what? Education, divine service, and honesty. Earthly matters are pedigree, beauty, power, wealth, rulership. And for all these matters, pride arises. So pride will arise in religious matters. Pride will arise in earthly matters. Pride will arise in education. In divine services, pride will arise. And in honesty, pride will arise. We are identifying where pride arises, so that when we know where pride arises, then we can cure it. Pride will arise in pedigree, beauty, and power. Pride will arise in wealth and rulership. Why all this is being identified? Just like a doctor, when a person is sick, why they take the blood samples? Why they take the x-rays? Why they do 101 tests? They want to see which part of the body is ailing, which part of the body is sick, which part of the body is infected. So now after they take all the blood tests, they realize, oh, the problem is in the kidney, or the problem is in the lung. Now they can address it. Now they know exactly which medication to use, because they're not going to treat the whole body now. They will treat that particular organ. So that is why now Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi is saying, see, pride is in all these areas. And when we recognize in all these areas, then we can address it easily. Because we have got the finger on the pulse. We have realized that now pride will be in education. And today we discuss how pride surfaces, comes out of education. The first cause of pride is education, as the learner take pride of their learning. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the danger of education is pride. A learned man easily takes pride owing to his learning. He thinks himself great on account of the excellence of learning and perfectness, and holds in contempt other men. He considers others as beasts, illiterate and ignorant. He believes that he is the most respectable man amongst them. However, a man knows himself and is rubbed by a real education and knows the dangers at the time of death. There are great dangers in education. Real education, however, increases the fear of Allah, modesty, and other good qualities. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala said, the more a man is wise, the more is his responsibility. There are two causes for which learning begets pride. The first is that he does not learn real education, true education, with which Allah is recognized and which engages the heart in the next world activities. This grows Allah fearing and modesty. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the ulama, yakshar, in the, those are learned amongst the servant of Allah, they fear Allah most. Except this, other learnings like medicine, mathematics, language, poetry, law, are technical education and not real education. Real education gives knowledge of Allah, gives knowledge of rububiyat of Allah, and it gives knowledge of slavehood of man. So much has to be said here. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us and advising us clearly that because of learning, a person becomes boastful. And we see this unfortunately, that because a person, he can quote, he develops pride and arrogance. Because a person, he can speak properly, he develops pride and arrogance. Person can write properly, he develops pride and arrogance. And he thinks that he is perfect and he holds in contempt the other person. And this is the first thing. When you visit a person who is supposed to be a good alim and he holds, looks down upon his visitors, or he degrades them, or he belittles them, then know that this person, pride has entered. No sooner you have any quality and you look down upon with contempt to someone else, pride has struck that person. When a person who's got pride in education, he considers others as animals, illiterate and ignorant. And at one stage, the Arabs held this. That's why they called others as Ajami. Ajami meaning illiterate, jahils, ignorant, not educated, not civilized, not cultured. So, unfortunately, this disease comes into those who excel in education. And the person, this ta'lim, this education, refers to ilm. As explained, that he's not talking about worldly knowledge, technical knowledge. Technical knowledge like poetry, law, medicine, mathematics, language, that is not real ilm. And you cannot use that hadith which people these days, even ulama, are wrongly using. They say that this is sadqa jariya, contribute to it for worldly education. And they make people give charity for schools, colleges, universities. That is not real education. Real education is what is taught in the maktab, the madrasa, the darulum. This may sound very hard and strange, but this is the reality of the matter. Because ilm, true ilm, is that which must create modesty and fear of Allah. True ilm, as be expounded here, is that it must increase fear of Allah, give modesty and bring good qualities, and it must create the sense of responsibility in the man. And true knowledge must create the recognition of Allah. True knowledge must create that I have got responsibilities towards Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and mankind. A true knowledge must remove one from focusing on the akhirat. And true knowledge must make a person recognize the rububiyat of Allah. True knowledge must make one person recognize that he is the slave of Allah. Now, all that has been said, does knowledge of law, medicine, does knowledge of trade, does knowledge of poetry and mathematics, does that bring this? It does not. So those who are befooled, who think that true knowledge refers to the knowledge of medicine or mathematics or arithmetic or science, or knowing about aircrafts, astrology, knowing about poetry and law, that is not true knowledge. Because that knowledge, the knowledge of medicine and mathematics and science, it does not create the fear of Allah. No one can say that. That knowledge of law and medicine and technical information does not bring into a person modesty. It does not bring into a person the focus of the akhirat. In fact, all these sciences, they turn a man into a materialistic animal. This is clear, but rejection of truth because of pride makes us deny it. We can see clearly. That's why they said one of the signs of a person who has got his Hajj accepted is that when he comes back from Hajj, his focus is on the Akhirat, no more on the dunya. He uses the dunya, the world, as a vehicle to get to the Akhirat. Understand clearly. I am not saying that now do not study medicine, do not study law, do not study mathematics, do not study language, prose and poetry. I'm not saying do not study tradeship. We are saying yes, study all that. But know that the true knowledge is the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah. The true knowledge is that will link us to modesty, humility. True knowledge will give into our body sincerity, humility, taqwa, taharat, sabr, compassion. Where does the knowledge of law, etc., focus us on the akhirat? You ask any person that who's studying law, medicine, science, that there he is out there, he'll qualify to become a man earning money. Money is the goal. Money is the object. The world is the object. Materialism is one of the greatest fitna and fasad, trial and tribulation. Fitna and fasad, that which we should be running away from, that which will put us into difficulty. So we must take of the world that which we can manage. Do not take so much that we cannot focus on the akhirat. True knowledge, that if we have got it, we should know that there are others who know more. Which has been stated clearly in Surah Yusuf, that understand that above every knowledgeable person, there is a more knowledgeable person. And if a scholar of Islam, a student of Islam, if a person who's in deeni knowledge does not realize that, then that is pride, that is arrogance. Because a person who is knowledgeable will be able to recognize knowledge. A person who is not knowledgeable will not recognize knowledge. But he'll be arrogant and full and puffed up with pride. So understand here clearly in this lesson that first of all, there is real education, real knowledge. That is the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, divine knowledge. And that which pertains to the Akhirat. And worldly knowledge, it is not despised if it is controlled and disciplined. Knowledge that is directly linked to the Akhirat is the sought out knowledge. And knowledge that is medicine, law, is of temporary nature. But if a person has got divine knowledge and he does not appreciate it and control it, and he begins to become boastful, and then automatically he will not fear Allah. He will not be modest. He will not have good qualities. He will ruin himself in his pool of pride. And unfortunately, this is rapidly increasing. So we should make dua that Allah, first of all, grant us understanding what is true knowledge, what is real knowledge, and then strive to get it with modesty and the fear of Allah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.